From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says Russian troop deployments are in his country. From Donetsk, NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine appear to have seized control of a seaside town and are expected to head to a key port city.
Ukraine accuses the separatists and Russia, which is widely believed to be providing troops and armored vehicles to the rebels, of trying to create a supply route to Donetsk. Rebels control this regional capital, but Ukrainian forces have it surrounded. If the separatists seize more towns along the Azov Sea, a short drive south of here, it will provide Russia with a land link to Crimea, which the Kremlin forcibly took from Ukraine earlier this year. Meanwhile, in Donetsk, at least three people were killed Wednesday when their car went up in flames during heavy artillery fire against rebels holed up in a cultural center. Heavy shelling continues on the outskirts of the city. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Donetsk.
The FBI says it's looking into reports that Russian hackers have attacked several major U.S. financial institutions, including J.P. Morgan Chase. Bloomberg News says the attacks coincide with tightened sanctions by the West on Moscow over alleged activities in Ukraine. Federal investigators say they're trying to determine the scope of the cyber attacks, but they're giving no further details. The U.S. Border Patrol is facing another federal lawsuit. This one is being filed by the family of a Mexican national killed by a federal agent across the Arizona border. As NPR's John Burnett reports, this is the third legal action of its kind.
Guillermo Arevalo Pedraza was picnicking with his family on the southern bank of the Rio Grande near Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. As agents attempted to arrest a Mexican man swimming in the river, one of them shot and killed Pedraza. The agency claims he was throwing rocks. Witnesses dispute this version. Last month, a federal appeals court ruled that federal agents who are in the U.S. can be sued when they kill Mexicans across the border. Two other federal lawsuits have been filed by mothers whose sons were killed by border officers for allegedly rock throwing. One shooting occurred between Texas and Juarez, Mexico. The other happened between Nogales, Arizona and Nogales, Mexico. The Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division is investigating that shooting in Arizona. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
The World Health Organization is warning the Ebola outbreak in West Africa could grow sixfold to exceed 20,000 cases. According to the latest figures, some 1,500 people have died out of the more than 3,000 cases reported so far. And Nigeria is reporting another Ebola death. Africa's most populous country has been struggling to contain the virus. The latest victim was a doctor who treated Nigeria's first case of Ebola in the current outbreak. Turkey inaugurates its first popularly elected president today. Recep Tayyip Erdogan takes the country's oath of office. This is NPR. Hurricanes in the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans are fueling some huge waves along both coasts. Hurricane Cristobal is expected to move toward the North Atlantic today, but the National Hurricane Center's Eric Black says it could still leave high surf along the East Coast.
Say North Carolina into southern New England. Could make some beach conditions a little more dangerous than normal, but that should be subsiding by the weekend.
Meanwhile, off Southern California, far off Hurricane Marie will fuel more large waves. A judge in Texas says he'll announce whether or not the state adequately funds its school districts. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy reports Texas school districts brought the case, arguing the system that funds them is unconstitutional.
Texas District Judge John Dietz has confirmed he has a decision on the constitutionality of Texas's school finance system. David Hinojosa is with the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund and represents some of the school districts.
We're extremely confident that we'll get a favorable ruling and that we can finally get some real equal educational opportunities for students in our Texas public schools.
The lawsuit from more than 600 school districts came in 2011 when the state cut $5.4 billion from the education budget while raising academic standards. The case was then put on hold in 2013 to give state lawmakers a chance to restore some of the money. Regardless of the outcome, the lawsuit is expected to head to the state Supreme Court on appeal. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Poppy in Austin.
State-owned banks in India are launching a plan to open bank accounts for every household in the country, an effort to give poor Indians access to financial services. About 600 million Indians don't have bank accounts. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.